Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes, the great workers of Griana's Meats and More, finally found the Alorea flower for Arthur to give to his girl crush. They also found a waterfall which they left behind and found a goblin cove that had been previously abandoned by some kind of cult. It was rowdy as hell. But on their way back from their outing, they ran into the Property Brothers, a group of bounty hunters who had captured Orrin Othelm, the man that they had previously ran into in the woods. They let the group go on their way, and they ran into them one more time. Well, part of them. They ran into a Property Brothers dead body in front of that scary-looking tree that they had seen before. Looks like things are getting a little bit strange for our heroes. Let's find out what happens. Well, there you stand. Griana, Phoebe, Kai, Zil, at the base of a tree that decay seems to be spreading from, with a dead body lying at your feet. Your horse, Grindel, looks very uncomfortable. I need to know what you're doing.
I loot.
All right, so you go ahead and loot the body. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When you picked up flowers in the,
Oh, no. They're dead.
No, they're not.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have real flowers in the studio.
Oh, my gosh. Can I have one?
Kitty Mae, where am I going to put these?
I'll take off.
No, they're mine.
What
the fuck? No, they're mine.
Jesus, Zil.
They're in my pack.
They are. So.
I'm your boss. Give me one.
No.
I can fire
can
you.
Can I use spare
I
the dice?
I'm higher
up in employment than you
So
are.
I don't want to give you all the prompts. So, you start looting the body. I assume you guys help.
Yeah,
are you?
I'm brushing my ferret because he's got sap on his fur.
All right, you said you were helping?
Yeah,
all right, Zil, you find 25 gold pieces.
What?
And a healing potion.
Oh, hell yeah.
And a potion of climbing.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty lit.
Carly.
What?
You find this.
Us.
Sorry. Oh, I'm the worst. Griana. You find this.
Yes. What is it? It looks like a scroll. Just undid the scroll, unrolling the scroll. Oh my god. Wanted! Orrin Othelm.
Oh, he is hot. God, he's so fucking hot.
Ew. How do you say that last name?
Othelm.
Orrin
Othelm. Known aliases, none. Known other forms, black cat, green eyes. What is this, Harry Potter?
He's the cat.
Wanted for murder, high treason, known affiliation with the Despara.
I think he's innocent, you guys.
Reward 10,000 GP. Reward collected through the ruined retriever's task taken by the Property Brothers. The Property Brother, more like it, because one of them's dead.
Okay.
You notice that the body of the Property Brother looks almost in an advanced state of decay as far as dead bodies
That's
go.
That's very weird because he just died.
Yeah, because he literally just died. Also, a lot of claw marks, question mark?
The cat.
Kitty cat.
Meow.
Also, you look at his body and you realize that attached to him is one more thing.
Bag of holding. Should I read
she
it?
She dabbed.
Yeah, read it because they don't know what bags of holding are.
This bag has an interior space considerably larger than its outside dimensions. It's technically really big on the inside, but it's like a tiny pouch.
Mary Poppins.
It can hold up to. It can hold up to 500 pounds. The bag weighs 15 pounds, regardless of what's in it. To summon an item, you think of an item as long as you. To summon an item, you think of the item as you place your hand inside. The item will appear. In your grip. Put the meat in it!
Put the meat in it. So you have looted a body.
Yeah, the meat will go.
Should we put the body in there?
Or the meat?
Should we put the body in the bag of holding?
Yeah, what the hell?
If anyone was listening to me.
We can't put anything in it that exceeds a volume of 64 cubic feet. I don't want to put a body in the fucking bag.
Yeah, we...
What the hell? What is
this? This is a cool bag. I don't want to turn it into a body bag.
We'll use it as a decoy later.
Wow! I think we should...
I was just testing to see if you...
Propel this right. Poor man's corpse in front of us in a battle.
Where would we take him? The hospital? He's
dead. No, I don't care about his life, to be honest. I mean, do you guys? Come on, you barely knew him.
He seemed, like, responsible.
Are we still talking about putting him in the bag?
No, we're not. That's over.
Let's go.
Okay, I have a question.
Question
I'm
me.
Sorry. So the stuff that was around the tree isn't there anymore, like the force field?
The ring of leaves that was once there has been scattered. Okay. So now it's beginning to like mingle with the rest of the leaves.
Oh, shit.
If you are investigating your surroundings, go ahead and roll a perception check.
Exploded!
All right.
Nope, because she said it first. This withering, this sort of state of decay that you've noticed in the tree that was sort of surrounding its areas has gotten very concentrated and has almost doubled since the last time you were here.
Yikes.
And it has a direction now. And it's leading out of the forest the way that you came in. Also, if you went and you looked closer at the tree, you will see that it is absolutely riddled with claw marks as well.
Yikes. Guys, this tree's bad news.
Yeah, this tree is
Can we try cutting it down?
What?
Is it already split in two?
How about this?
Is it?
Oh, is it split in two?
Yeah, it's split in two.
But in still, twain. It's scary. And guys, it's going towards town. No.
The tree sucks.
Wait, it's going towards where the meats and more is?
The bad stuff.
It's leading out of the forest.
Okay, everyone.
North, which is the direction of your hometown.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's get cracking.
Can we try to cut it down?
The tree?
Yeah.
What if I did danger? Can I use danger sense to sense if there's any traps or anything?
I mean, I think there's
traps?
Danger. Like in the tree and stuff?
Well, maybe we should just book it back.
No, we don't have all our meat yet.
Come
you
on,
got so close. Of your meat.
You Brianna, got, yeah, can you I tell meat. You?
Yeah.
So we have so much meat already. And also, what good will the meats be if this magic fucks the town over?
You know what,
there won't be a feast if this thing destroys the town.
So what you're telling me, which I like, we're going to show up and be the heroes of the town.
Yes.
With meat!
With meat!
With meat!
With meat!
I like this. I like this a lot because then we get really great publicity and we're heroes. And we still supply meat. And we have flowers.
And there's possibilities to make up catchphrases. I'm gonna.
What?
Yeah, a catchphrase. You know, like you show up. You show up and you're there to
and you
save
go,
the town.
Meatza!
Meatza!
Oh,
that was gross.
No, you go. You show up and you go. That's a spicy meatball.
There we go.
You now see that Grindel is looking very uncomfortable being near this dead body and decay.
Grindel, take that frown and...
Are you trying to make another...
Put it in the ground, and then I hop on him. I'm like, let's go, guys!
Okay, can we hop on him, too? We
all right,
hop
on
Grindel. I hop on Grindel.
The wagon shakes and everyone...
I let it be known that, let it be known that, like, after I say that, though, I hop on Grindel himself, and I don't
go
onto the cart.
Okay, so you're on top of the ground.
Yeah.
All right, so you're on the horse. Who's on like, the cart driver's seat?
Me.
We're all
all
right,
I'll be in the back. All right, so you're in the back. You two are in the two-person.
Good.
You're sitting on her lap. All right.
She's
so you guys decide to hightail it out of the forest.
Let's get out of here. We all yell at the same time, for Trout's back.
No, okay. So then you hit the road. I need some perception checks.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
I crit failed.
Cool.
Damn it.
Ooh, 11.
7.
That smells good.
7.
I got 5.
Oh, I like that.
All right, you as the driver are acutely aware of what's happening around you.
Yeah, I am.
You notice that this withering that you saw in the forest, you're seeing patches of it as you continue to leave.
Withering in nature?
Yeah, like dead grass. It's global warming. The polar bears are dying.
Don't say that. Stop. Global warming doesn't exist.
It doesn't. If the government
the world
says,
is pure.
If the government says it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
Ain't that the truth?
Guys, I'm serial.
So you keep riding and riding and riding. It's about an 8-hour journey, and you're determined to get there. You had gotten out on the morning.
Make us travel faster.
You had gotten there, and you were leaving because it was morning time. So it's an 8-hour journey. You should get there about mid-afternoon. So you're riding, and the patches of withering.
Pee break.
Yeah, you stop the cart, you take a quick pee break. No, about 6 hours through. Yeah, that's 6 hours to. Okay.
Guys,
okay.
Break.
I have to poop, so I'm going to go a little further down.
That's fine, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kai heads off a little bit further down, and I'm going to need her to make roll a perception check. No. I need poop girl to roll a perception check.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I don't like this dice.
Poopy face.
Ooh. 17.
All right. As you start wandering off to find a good place to do your business, you notice that there is a wagon not too different from yours.
A wagon?
Nah. A wagon not too different from yours has been like shoved into the brush.
The brush.
Almost to evade like a quickly passing eye. Okay. There's a wagon there.
Okay, I'm gonna send Cooper in to investigate the wagon.
Okay.
Oh, and then I have to speak with the animals, so when he comes back, I'll see what's in there.
All right. So, you do that. Cooper wanders off.
Cooper.
Yeah, boss.
Oh my god.
Wait, are you using a spell slot to do
this?
Wow,
this is so cool. I just have it.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Hey, Cooper.
Yeah, boss.
Go see if there's anything in that wagon. Maybe some gold or some good stuff we can use.
Oh my gosh, I got it, boss.
Oh my god, you sound so cute. I love that I can hear you right now.
And then he scatters off. Moments pass.
He's dead.
Cooper comes back.
Boss.
What? Cooper, you look scared.
Boss.
Oh god, Cooper, what'd you see?
Cooper. So many dead bodies.
So many.
Did any gold?
What?
I didn't go look.
Like, how many
did you go back?
What kind of a mother are you?
Cooper, I'm really sorry you saw those dead bodies. Is there anything else you noticed about them?
I didn't look very hard, boss. It was scary.
His brain is made of pieces.
I was alone and...
Oh, Cooper, come here.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna go tell the gang what's happening.
All right.
Hey, guys.
What?
What up?
Hey.
How was your poop? Really relieving, actually. It's been a while.
Do you feel lighter? Like, you could weigh yourself comfortably now?
Yeah. I actually feel like
Because there's a lot of stuff happening right
now. Okay. Get to the point. Okay. My poop is great. So, there's a wagon over there filled with a bunch of dead bodies.
Wow.
I think we should go.
Dead bodies?
Look at the bodies or leave here?
Guys, what are we doing?
Okay, are we going to go see the dead bodies?
I'm going to say we just go back because whoever killed those people are probably out.
They're probably on their way to the town.
Okay, then let's go to the town, guys.
Fine, yeah, let's go to the town. Poor dead bodies.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. Can't even be smiling.
Oh my god, is the whole town dead?
No.
Is the young boy dead?
I'm just enjoying you making decisions.
The bodies, we might see.
Oh, you guys are becoming good characters.
I think it's worth maybe we might recognize someone in the body cart.
Yeah, let's go today. We're gonna go down to the bodies.
Alright.
I'm not. I'm gonna stay.
Alright, okay, so you stay with the horse.
But you might die.
Guard the meats.
Yeah, guard the meats. That's a good
idea. I can stay with Zill if someone
you
goes to
You stay with Zill.
Alright, boss.
So Kai and Griana.
Do I have like this many flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take one out.
you keep one for yourself. All right, so you guys head back to the body cart. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Meanwhile, back at the cart, Phoebe is 15. Playing with mud to try and cheer up Zill.
21.
Hey.
15. All right, so you both notice that the bodies in this cart are very similarly done to what you saw happen to the property brother earlier.
Same.
And in sort of your investigation, you realize that a few feet forward... is something, and you walk further to sort of check it out, and you realize that it is a rather hastily hidden up campsite, one that might have been different from the cart. It looks like it's been packed up well, hidden as well, and the only remaining part of it is that there seems to be some sort of drawing into the ground. I need both of you to roll intelligence checks.
Okay, yes. I rolled a 6.
Okay.
I've got a 20, but not an exploded 20.
Perfect. You. Wow, those are some drawings on the ground. You. This is a map.
Yo, boss, it's a map.
This is a map of Troutbeck. You can see where the meats and more is. This is a map of Troutbeck.
Boss, it's a map of Troutbeck. Look, there's Griana's meats and more.
I just thought it was a drawing. A map? And meats and more's on it.
Is there anything? Can I look to see if anything's like circled or anything like that? Like,
my meats and more is on this map.
My meats and more.
My meats and more. So what does this mean? We have to get back right now. There's dead bodies right next to a map. Do we recognize any of the dead bodies? Any of them at all?
I don't know. Let's take a quick look. Okay. Or you go look. I'm going to look at the map.
Okay, I'm going to look. I'm going to roll, see if I recognize any of the dead bodies.
Okay.
Okay, so I got a one. So I don't, okay, I don't recognize anyone. Let's go.
Are these bodies
hey,
even?
Hey.
Why don't you look? Can you look to see if you recognize anyone?
Fine, I'll look real quick.
What were you going to say?
I got to look. Do I recognize anyone?
No.
What were you going to say before?
We got to get back to the town.
Okay, let's go. Run. Kind of like a silent film style.
No. While that happened, okay. A conversation between Phoebe and Zill was taking place.
So, I have one of the Alleraia flowers out, and I'm blowing on my bubble pipe to calm down.
Hey, what's the equivalent of weed in this game? What's it called again? Tumblefoot?
Tanglefoot?
Tanglefoot.
Oh, I'm a big Tanglefoot. That, yeah.
Oh, Phoebe and I have got a water pipe. Yeah, oh, we sell tangleweed.
Phoebe's a weed dealer. Anyways, go on.
I'm your pusher.
I was just going to say, so I'm blowing on my bubble pipe, and I got one of the flowers out. What are you doing?
I'm making a mud doll in your image, and Phoebe's putting like a lot of effort, like carving like a face. And she has like a little wand for it because she's really stressed out for you. Phoebe says this is for you.
Thank you. I'm going to make, I don't know. Hey, Phoebe. Do you know how to draw?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Can you teach me how to draw? I decided I want to learn how to draw.
That's adorable, yes. Okay, so I'll teach you how to draw.
Okay.
All right, here's a stick. We got some wet mud. Good wet mud.
What should I do for my first?
Just whatever you want. And you have to practice nonstop.
I
want to
draw a house. House that I've never had.
All right, you go to draw the house you've never had.
What is that? Is that performance?
Mm-hmm.
18.
Beginner's luck.
That's a good house.
Thank you.
That's a good house.
Never had any lessons.
I never picked up a pen before in my life.
I never even heard of drawings.
Drawing?
I heard you say it one day in the cart, and it's just... I wanted to know what it was.
You're good. You're already good.
All right. After that brief drawing lesson, the gang becomes reunited.
All right, guys. We got to go. We got to go back
what?
To town.
What? Is something bad happening? I mean, something bad's
get
happening.
Get in the car. Get on the road.
We'll explain in the car.
We'll explain in the wagon.
Oh.
In the wagon.
We'll explain in the wagon.
Phoebe presses the mud doll.
Can I play my tapes?
Just to clarify, I named the wagon car.
Oh. Okay. All right.
That wasn't a mistake.
Mm-hmm. And it stands for
controlled
automatic
vehicle.
Controlled automatic vehicle.
Hey guys, can I play my tapes?
Yeah, tapes. Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
I played my tapes in the car.
All right, first of all, before you play them, I gotta ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Are we on the road yet?
Yes. Let's...
Yeah, we're on the road.
Wait, what should I...
real quick, you need to add one mud doll into your inventory.
One mud doll!
Oh, that's important.
Can you play
Made with Love?
Bruce and Barry and the Wet Wheels?
No, I'm playing Cher.
Thank you, Dad.
Everyone knows. Do all the trouble to make up a band, and you said Cher.
Fine. I'm playing Hairspray, the soundtrack to Hairspray.
Of course, you know that to be one of the most famous traveling theater troupe's song and dance shows.
Yeah,
that actually features a young orc named Maurice going on a journey. Maurice Murnblad. To find his own journey to grow facial hair.
What?
That's a beautiful story.
I actually
danced to track number 8. Just be yourself.
Who's this version of Link? Who's this Hairspray's version of Link? You got Maurice Murnblad as Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Dink.
Cher.
It's my dream role to be Cher.
Yeah.
I want to be Cher in Hairspray.
All right, guys.
I don't say that though. I just keep it to myself.
Guys, we're gonna have to book it because I saw something on the map.
We're booking it. I'm just playing my tapes.
Okay, can you turn it down a little bit?
No.
Hey, weren't you super passionate
about...
All right,
I'll use my outdoor voice then, Zill, and you can't complain that I'm hurting your ears. I'm so sorry, Phoebe.
It's okay.
Fine, I'll turn it down a little bit.
Thank you. All right, so I took a closer look at... There was a map drawn. So Griana and I came across a campsite that kind of looked all neatly packed up, and there was a map drawn in the ground. Before I say anything, do we know anyone at the bookstore? Who works at the bookstore?
Roll a history check, tumbleweeds.
Doesn't Arthur live right by it?
Never mind, Molly's got it.
Arthur lives above in the bookshop.
Yeah.
His family lives in
the... Oh, yeah, the boy!
Oh, shit, guys. On the map that I saw, the bookshop was circled, which means it has something to do with Arthur.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. We have his flowers.
I put the flower back. I put my bubble pipe back. Guys, we gotta go.
Turn the music off. We're charging it.
No, we gotta keep
you turn it up. It's riding music.
Yeah.
Yeah, faster and faster.
Turn the music up. Let's go.
All right, you beeline it back.
Let's go, Grindel.
And it is such an absolute sense of relief as Troutbeck pushes itself into the view of your horizon, and from here it looks totally unharmed.
Oh,
dope.
It looks like home.
From here.
Hey.
You get closer, everyone, you see the people that you've known, some of you your whole lives, living average days. You're now nearing towards the outskirts of Troutbeck.
Go to the library, guys. We gotta go to the library.
Bookstore.
I meant bookstore. Sorry.
We have to deliver the flowers.
I feel like a dream after seeing how calm everything is here.
Yeah, it's like
doesn't right now. Real.
Yeah, you pass the kindly pearl, you pass the green egg, and you make your way straight to the bookstore. No stopping at the meats. Are you dropping off your meats? Or are you?
We gotta go straight to the
bookstore. No, straight to the bookstore.
All right, you go.
It's a lot to unpack into the freezers.
Okay,
and
okay.
The whole system, so.
You go straight to the bookstore. And as you walk into it, I actually need to know what order you're going in.
I want to go in first. Like, I get off and I run.
All right, so you run in.
I run in after her because
I'm
like, oh, shit, she's going to get
and
killed.
I'll be
okay.
I struggle to get off the cart.
All right. So you, Zil, you go to open the door. As you can tell, it's the same time someone was pulling the door open. And you have one of those awful human moments where you like.
Who is it?
It's actually someone you've never seen before. Female, Elvin, looks at you, very, like, oh, sorry.
Are you...
And she, like, goes to get out of your way because she was, like, leaving the shop.
Is this your shop?
No.
Do you live here?
No.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay. Sorry.
She just, like...
Wait, can I see if there's anything, like, weird about her? Can I sense that, like, magic-y
yes.
stuff? What do
Roll.
I do? Arcana?
Roll an insight.
14.
I mean, it's hard to be like, that's a magic user, but, like...
There's nothing, like, sketchy about her?
No.
Good. Okay!
Get out the way!
Alright, so you go into the shop, and, who's been into the bookstore before? Alright, Phoebe's been into this bookstore before, so she knows what it looks like.
Maybe I have to look at magic,
once?
Like, magic...
Okay. It's not a very inviting place, so it would be okay if you hadn't.
I've thought about it.
It is crammed. It is absolutely full of not only books, but weird antiques and trinkets. And you can barely see the floor, you cannot see the ceiling. It's one of those things that has really thin aisleways, so you have to like kind of like squeeze through, and it's very, very dimly lit. It is just like there are candles around.
Magic.
You can't see a human, but like you can't see maybe more than 3 feet
Arthur?
In front of you.
Arthur, it's us. We have flowers, remember those?
Stop. Sorry.
This is a bookstore.
Arthur. You're
trying to read.
Arthur.
No response.
Alright.
He lives above it, right?
Yeah,
is there any way outside
to get... Yeah, he doesn't live
to...
in the bookshelves, you know?
He lives on the third floor.
Okay, I go... Can I... Yeah.
But, there's no way outside to get to the upper level of the bookstore. Okay, I'm just gonna start going through.
I can see stuff up there, I think.
Yeah,
I
can fling you up.
So you start making your way to the back of the store, and you notice what you see would be a counter of which sales would be done, a register, if you will, and sort of behind it, feet propped up on the counter, almost cannot see the body, like, behind it, actually is this female form, okay? Very mousy brown hair, like, pulled up into a bun, very much like that, like, 3 day after makeup look, where it's like where you still haven't gotten stuff out from underneath your eye. Passed out form, bottle of the hardest liquor that is available in the green egg in her hand. It's sort of like dangling from her hand, but it's got the drunken expertise of still being held onto even after you've blacked out.
Can I use prestidigitation, smelling salts, try to wake her up?
Yeah, go for it.
I do that.
Yeah, no, she's still a little passed out.
Can move her feet off the counter?
Yeah, you move the feet off the counter, and it actually like causes her to start like falling off her chair. And as she does it, the bottle falls on the ground. And you hear this thud, and you watch her form looking down at the bottle, and she looks back up with a very irritated look on her eyes.
Do you live here?
Yes.
You Arthur's mom?
She laughs. Yes.
I don't say
welcome
that.
To the bookstore.
Hi.
Phoebe.
Sup.
Hi.
Bookstore.
So where's Arthur? She looks for him. She turns her head and she sees that he's not upstairs, probably.
We have some stuff for him. May we talk to him?
Yeah, we're
at
friends.
This point, she really opens her eyes. You're a bunch of adults.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only 19, and so I'm not. I'm an adult, but I'm still young.
Can we go upstairs and see Arthur? Ma'am, so you can go back to sleep.
Ma'am, I own the Meats and More. I'm Griana. Griana from Griana's
right.
Meats and More. Have you been by the shop? I'm sure you have.
I'm a vegetarian.
Well, I'm sure you've been by. and I am an adult, yes, and these are my adult workers. But Arthur is a friend, and we have run an errand for him. So, for his crush at school.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. God, stop talking. Yes,
wait,
go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The door's that way.
I think you should maybe stay alert, too.
You're on the map. That's all we'll say.
There's some sketchy things happening, and do you have anything of, value that anybody would want?
Has anyone strange been in the shop recently?
First and foremost, if you have not noticed, I have been asleep.
No, you looked awake.
Great. So,
but guys, somebody was in here before.
Trained.
I mean, my bookstore is priceless. Mm-hmm. If that's
but
what you're asking.
No, I mean, if you have any, items or books or anything.
Everything in here.
Okay, I'm gonna go see Arthur.
Okay. You walk away. You walk away.
Can I try and reason with her?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you stay.
I want to do prestidigitation, though, as I'm leaving to make it smell like farts around her.
Oh, you lovely lady.
Also, your son was, wandering around the outskirts of town, keep an eye on him next time. Yeah.
I kind of pick.
Are you telling me? Are you telling me how to raise my kid?
No.
I fucking thought not.
Okay. So what happens while that's happening?
Oh. All right. So you go up the stairs and it's split into several rooms and you can hear the very distinct Arthur voice coming from what you would know to be his bedroom.
A knock.
Great, you knock on the door, and you hear him go, oh, hold on! And you hear, a little bit of, moving around. And then the door swings open, and he sees that it's you, and the biggest grin.
I make sure I have the flowers out when I do
and then he sees the flowers in your hand, and you can see some tears well up in the corners of his eyes. Oh my god, you got them! Mm-hmm. You actually went all the way down to the forest?
Yep.
Oh my god, that is so cool.
Hey, Arthur, can I ask you something?
Yeah, can I see those flowers?
Yeah, I hand them to him.
Oh, thanks.
And I take out the dog, and I go, is this just a toy? Is there something
I found that in my mom's shop. She said I could have it.
Okay. Is that all you know about it?
I named it Betsy.
Thank you.
Can I detect magic?
Yeah. You're not here.
What?
Oh, and he looks down at these flowers and he goes, oh, I have to give them to Rebecca.
Hey,
will you guys help me? Will you guys come with me to give them to Rebecca?
Yeah, who? How old is Rebecca?
Oh, she's my age.
Okay.
25.
She's 34.
This if he's being, tricked by some, evil thing.
Mm. Yeah, woman needs this for her potion.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Is there any, is there anything special about this bookstore? Super special. Not just like special in its own way, but extra super special.
Well, it's my family's bookstore.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Right. My mom says that a lot of stuff here is special. Some of the stuff is magic, some of the stuff is old, some of the stuff is magic and old, and that's double.
Okay. Yeah, I will help you take these to Rebecca.
Perfect. I was kind of nervous.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Are we going to go back downstairs?
Yeah, because
I go, hey guys, I think you guys should maybe stay here.
Can I try and reason?
Yeah. Except for Arthur goes, oh my gosh, it's you guys. Oh my gosh, you're like adventurers. Oh my goodness. You should
know. Yeah, it's whatever. It's
not Becca loves adventurers. You should meet her. Oh. She'd love you.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
stay back.
Oh.
I feel like someone should stay back.
I feel like someone should do.
Hey, Arthur. I'm just gonna make sure your mom's okay. Maybe get her some water, get her to bed. She's just a little tired.
Oh,
right
mom's
now.
Fine. She calls herself an independent.
Mm. Okay. Well,
Phoebe's really passive aggressive to the bookstore owner, and she keeps like.
All right.
Small Phoebe.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna help your independent mother out just for a little bit. Okay.
I don't think she'd like that.
Well,
then she's just gonna browse.
I'm just gonna browse around. I'm gonna take a look at the books because I'm taking up magic. You see?
Yeah, you were. Oh, cool! I'll show you my favorite part of the bookstore.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then he leads you to a far corner,
and then he kills you.
And he kills you. and he's taking your hand and he's led you to this corner and he goes, this is sort of the part where mom puts the stuff that she doesn't want, as this is full of the stuff that nobody wants, and I think that the stuff that nobody wants is sometimes the best stuff.
Wow, so, Arthur, this is really cool. Thank you.
He's very mature.
So wait, Arthur, this big old book looks important. What's this?
Making up plot points.
I can't.
That's called a plot point.
I don't know how to read yet.
Can I read it? What does it say?
It says, a very dark history of the elves and from whence they came.
You not know how to read?
Yeah.
I read Elven.
Oh.
I don't know if that helps.
The title's in common. You don't know what's inside the book.
Arthur, I can read it. It's okay. Is there anything that your mom said was, like, off limits?
Everything. I'm not allowed to touch anything except for the stuff in this corner.
Okay, go find your crush.
Okay.
Okay, let's go!
All right, Yay. So
you want a piggyback ride?
Oh my god, yes! And so he hops on your back, and he says, to Becca's house!
To Becca's house!
She's like, maybe read one of those
I books. Need you all to roll perception checks.
I grab it off the shelf.
I need you all to roll perception checks, but not Sid, because she's still in the bookstore.
18.
17.
12.
The girl who you ran into on your way out has sort of come to the intersection of sort of the street where the Green Egg is on the corner, and then a little bit further down, like the next street is where the bookshop lives. She has come to the corner and is now with someone, and you actually see them in the process of counting buildings.
Shady, shady.
I go, guys, there's some shady. Arthur, cover your ears.
Okay.
Shit.
I heard it.
No.
I lied.
No. Arthur!
What does shit mean?
Hey, Arthur?
Yeah?
It's poop.
You're in big trouble.
Oh, no.
You didn't cover your ears.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I thought that...
yell at Arthur.
Hey, you want to know something, though?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Just don't say that word ever.
I won't.
So there's some shady shit going on, guys.
Yeah.
Shit.
Cover your ears, Arthur. Arthur. Arthur, are they covered? Cover them.
I'm going to go talk to those people.
Don't Arthur.
Cover your ears, Arthur. Don't.
I'll do a cool magic trick for you.
Thank you. Go.
I want to go talk to those people. I'm going to talk to those
or
people.
Or one... Here, I have a thing.
Follow them?
You guys could go follow them. I'll go run with Arthur real quick, and then I'll be back. Okay?
Okay, let's go follow them.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Split the party!
This is like a massive split
bad
party.
Idea.
Okay, no, I'm coming. We're going to do things one at a time. You are browsing at the bookstore?
Yeah, I'm looking for
roll something. Me a D100.
Me?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, like, if the bookstore doesn't get destroyed, I want to, like, find a nice drawing book. Like,
it's this one, right?
Yeah, but it's rolling the two of them.
I want to find a botany book. Get more flowers and plants and stuff in the shop. Yeah.
Okay, 80 for
That'd
one.
Peaceful.
And 30 for the other.
You find a lantern that, actually, it's like a two-layer lantern snow globe thing. It actually has little flames on the inside that also look like sparkles, just generally swirling around and around. And it's quite hypnotizing and nice to look at. Fairly nice price, too. 2 gold. Griana and Phoebe, you are walking up to those two?
Look, I thought they're hailing them.
You're following them.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need you to roll some stealth checks.
18. Yes. Wait. 21.
Where's stealth?
21 and 6, so you're gonna fuck it up for both of us.
Sorry, I have bad. Fuck it up for her. I always have bad.
Don't trip.
I always roll like ones. I just threw a dice. I don't know where it went.
All right, so you watch them count buildings for a while. Not moving from where you are either, trying to not make it too obvious. Some of you doing worse than others.
Every now and then, like, pointing at planes and, planes. Birds.
Birds, there you go. Birds. And then you watch them walk back into the Green Egg.
Let's go get a
booth. Maybe they're realtors.
Like, in the picture show, where you get, like, a booth behind the people that you're stalking. And have, like, sunglasses.
Yes, sunglasses with the mustache.
Maybe they're the new property brothers.
They're your property brother and sister, whoever, whatever gender they are.
They're the cast of Love It or Leave It.
We're going to go sit
Love It or List It.
Near
God
them
damn it, I hate myself.
At the bar.
And try and eavesdrop.
Yeah.
You're sitting.
I could use a drink.
At the bar.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to sit near them wherever they are.
We're trying to be stealthy.
So you walk in, you watch them order a drink.
Wait, it's the elf and who else? Who's the other person with her?
Oh, yes. The other person is a male elf. Besides that, there's not a lot of similarities in between the two of them, but otherwise, they're dressed in, like, leathers, that they're black, very nondescript clothing.
Of course. Shady.
I love elves. Don't be racist.
And, you watch them order drinks and sit down at a bar, at a booth, on the same fucking side.
Only weird people do that.
They sit on the same, they're same side sitters.
Uh huh. And they
16-year-old couple.
And you sit next to them for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and they don't say a single word to each other.
Oh, do they know?
They're mind speaking.
I don't know.
Can I detect magic?
I have an imaginary friend.
You have that, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna detect magic.
I have something mind speaky-ish.
I'm gonna detect somewhere. Magic. Here we go.
You have to roll for that?
Do I?
Oh, okay.
Do I have to roll for that?
I don't know.
usually I have to roll.
I know, but detect magic is a spell. I'm just trying to figure out.
Detect magic. You just cast it and you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you.
I'm casting detect magic.
You can see a faint aura around any visible creature or object that the magic bears, and you can learn its school of magic.
I can telepathically speak to any creature within 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Should I mind talk to
Yes.
Don't.
I'm not going to because I don't think that's smart. But I really want to.
All right. So you cast detect magic, so mark it off on your spell slot.
Okay, wow.
And you see a dark purple black energy.
Okay, well, purple's like cool, but black is like not chill.
Isn't that the stuff we saw in the forest?
Those are the
same.
Did they fucking?
But I mean, like,
you know what? I bet they're creatures of that tree, and they like broke out of the tree. That's why the tree's all split.
Stop yelling in this bar. They can hear you.
Sorry.
I've just been shushing everyone. Bookstores.
I love it.
You just
wow. Black, Sid, is not good.
Sid's not here.
Purple spiritual. I'm referencing
okay.
The
black is power and purple is like imagination, creativity, also royalty.
That's not D&D logic.
Yeah. But that's
that's just aura.
But these are their auras.
New world.
Aura dog.
No, they're magic auras.
Oh, shit.
So it's different. The regular rules.
They're evil then. They're evil then.
What if we spill a drink on them and they're like, oh, sorry. And then the conversation gets going and they're like, hey, we're going to blow up the town. Funny that you mentioned that. And
we should
like,
be
oh.
like, yeah, we should be like, hey, wait, like, I think I have the same shirt.
You guys evil weren't evil. Oh my God. Let's like do brunch.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do
brunch women.
Because they're just sitting there.
Wait. Should we do one of those things where you like fake a fall like those people do in the grocery stores?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Where you spill milk.
Why would you have milk in the
bar? I don't know. I'm going to get a giant beer, and then I'm going to fake a fall.
Okay.
One beer, please. Barkeep.
One big beer, please. One giant gobblerita. The biggest you have.
The biggest gobblerita to order.
The biggest gobblerita this side of the Mississippi.
Get it in a cauldron.
We do have a blue gobblerita special, but it's going to be a 3-hole gold because there's a hole, there's a flame
that's
thing.
That's fine, I have
flame element to it.
That's fine, I want a whole flame.
You look stressed. Are you having a bad day?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Fridays are busy.
Okay, three whole gold. That's fine. I can splurge.
All right, you
business,
splurge.
A small business,
and I'll have a water.
I will go prepare and a water for the mist. All right,
large.
You water, see Cece disappear. She comes back with the water. Disappears again. Comes back a second time with a fish bowl full of blue margarita with flames on top, and types of fruit mixed within the insides. It looks like a good old time.
All right, I'm taking
Sid's
it from.
Crying.
I'm gonna take it from the bartender. Thank you, bartender.
You know, after the weekend we had, we need this.
In one hand,
I am holding it with one hand, kind of.
Roll a dexterity check. Okay. Oh wait, you're meaning to trip, aren't you?
Four, but wait. This is the plan to trip. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got 14. Okay. Phoebe.
Oh, sorry.
Go stand at the other end of the bar right now. I'm gonna act like,
okay.
I'm gonna be like, hey, wait, you have a call. And then I'm gonna go to you, okay. And I'm gonna fall right in front of
them. They've left by the time.
No, they're still there. They're still, like, sitting there in silence. All right, go. And give me the, okay, when you're ready, like, give me a wink.
Okay, so Phoebe goes to the other end of the bar?
Yeah. Wink.
Okay. Wink. Okay.
Great.
Do it. Go for it.
And begin. All right. I'm walking. I'm walking. Grianna's saying this to herself. Walk. Oh, man. I started too far back.
Are in front of their booth.
Oh, shit. Oh, the flame. Oh, there's a flame on it. Phoebe.
Roll a deception check.
Or it should be performance.
It's not a performance. I'm literally, a flame landed on me.
You're trying to deceive them that you didn't do it on purpose.
Four. Yes. Seven.
Wait.
Seven. No, wait. No. It's six.
Oh, no. The flame.
At the same time, you watch both their heads slightly turn to look at you.
Oh,
and then they turn and they look at each other. And then you can see the blonde elven girl sort of turn back over to you and, like, hovers her body to sort of look down onto your form on the ground and says, are you okay?
No, I could really use someone to talk to right now. I could really use a friend. My friend Phoebe.
Is a bitch.
She's a bitch.
Hello, I'm here. I'm so sorry. Look. I'm Phoebe the bitch. I'm not really one, but.
Phoebe, Do you have a towel? Oh, thank your booth is so warm. Oh, thank she sits. Grandma sits down. Wow.
Elves are so
that
beautiful.
That was a fall. You guys are pretty.
You're a hit. I'm going to level with you. She was trying to flirt, and she got nervous, which is why she dropped it. That's why we're acting so weird.
Oh, they both, laugh a little. And they're like, we're together.
Oh, perfect.
How long?
Oh, 2 years now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It'll be in about a week and a half, right? That the year anniversary will be come up, and the much less expressionful guy just kind of nods.
Well, that's perfect because we were looking for a couple, me and my girlfriend. Because we.
She's kidding.
Don't do this.
She's kidding.
To
play.
She's kidding.
Don't do
She's
this.
She's
Carly, don't do this.
How'd you guys meet? That's so cute.
Yeah. So have fun at this nice. Go ahead and have the warm booth.
Wait.
Can
you
I use
look
beguiling
familiar.
Influence to make them less creeped out? And, I don't know how that works.
Right
you
now?
Get an extra, I think you get an extra plus two.
You should be like the same.
Isn't it the flirting thing?
I'm just trying to get them to talk to me.
Yeah.
And tell me more about them and who
and
they are.
And you do that by?
Who are you guys? How'd you meet? Sorry, just got in from town. We've only hung out with each other for the past couple days, so we're just
stir
crazy.
Don't they look so familiar? They look so. You guys are are you famous? You look like a famous person.
No.
I'm just trying to get to know them.
How'd you guys meet?
Yeah, how'd you meet?
Where are you from?
Oh gosh, those stories are always so boring, aren't they?
No, they're not. We love them. We're connoisseurs of them.
Nonsense.
Connoisseurs.
We have been
boring stories.
In the woods, super bored for the whole weekend.
Oh,
so we would love
Vertrivian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
You familiar with those parts?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were just hunting because we're supplying meat for the fall fest. Actually, it's a big deal. Grianna's Meats and More is right down the street.
Oh, for Troutbeck? That's nice.
Yeah, so we're supplying meats for Langdale.
Well, we saw some weird stuff in the woods, though.
No, we didn't. It was a pretty normal trip.
Weird stuff in the woods?
Yeah. There was just a surplus of goats. Really, remember those really big goats? Mm-hmm. What
was the goat? Oh, the giant goats?
Yeah, those were weird. So, anyways, we just got our meats and. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Weird purple stuff.
Fuck! Who are you?
It's the flowers that we saw.
No, we saw these really weird purple stuff. What she means by weird purple stuff is that there were these flowers that we had never seen before, and she just like
they were so cute.
Was like rolling in them. It's, she's so crazy.
Oh,
that was a boring trip though. Boring. Nothing happened.
Okay.
You're selling it. You're overselling it.
She's underselling it. So, you guys met where?
We met. Yeah.
Where? You and your boyfriend?
Oh, we met on this earth. Oh. And
why wouldn't we have met on this earth?
We talked like people do.
Oh, good.
That's so
good.
You guys just want to tell me why you're harassing us? Or
we're not harassing
We're friends!
Are you just like the drunks of
Trump? Okay, you know what? Phoebe, I'll tell her. We saw you counting the buildings and didn't know.
It's over. It's over.
And didn't know if you were in the real estate business or not.
We're looking to move locations.
We're looking to move
for the meat business.
And we
closer to town.
We don't want anyone in the town to know that we want to move meat locations. Oh,
okay. No, we were counting buildings because I work for a noble up in Langdale, and he likes to keep a close eye on the things that happen down here.
Oh.
Can I roll a perception?
Yes. It's called an insight to see if they're lying or not.
17.
My roll was a 4.
You rolled a 17?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even my very high plus to deception is not gonna. Yeah. Nope.
That's not why they're here?
Yeah, you believed her.
Me?
Yeah, you rolled low.
I didn't roll.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, roll insight.
15.
Yeah, she was very guarded as she said it.
Oh. Well, wait, what do you work for?
I'm sorry, you work for the meat shop?
Yeah, I do,
Oh my gosh, you've got the Fall Fest coming up, right?
Yeah, we must be
so busy.
No, not really, we just got the meat. We're pretty chill.
You're done curing it, you're done cutting it, you're done...
And that'll just, I mean...
And I mean, if you're supplying it for Langdale, I mean, don't you have to get to Langdale?
We do, but the
Fall Fest starts tomorrow.
I know, right? Isn't that exciting?
It is.
It is.
Man, if I were you, I couldn't imagine just like...
Wait, if you want
just
to...
Just coming to Langdale in one day.
Okay. You know what? If your boss wants to keep an eye on things... What, and we kind of were looking at some buildings in that area for the meat store.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything wrong with them? What was that area like? What's the down low? Because
I think my only thing wrong with Troutback right now is that you're sitting here harassing me.
Well,
at my
listen,
booth.
Lady, I'm gonna be real with
All
you.
All right.
No, Phoebe, quiet. This woman's up to something. I can smell it. FBI whips out her world's best boss badge. FBI.
What's happening with me?
Sweetie.
What? Don't call me sweetie. I'm huge.
Even if I was doing something, what were you planning on doing about it?
I have my ways.
Nothing. We're just...
I have my ways. So does Phoebe. We have backup, too.
Boy, do I believe you. Have fun preparing your meats for Fall Fest.
What were you doing in that campsite? Yeah, that's right. I know you were the one in the campsite in the forest.
Stop it.
Any campsite? Is there a particular campsite?
The campsite in Troutback with all the dead bodies and the map that had a circle of the bookstore, and I saw you walking out of that bookstore.
Oh my gosh.
She's pissing me off.
Stop.
Psych! We gotta go.
Brianna, right?
No.
Are you get up?
Yeah.
All right, you get up and...
You just fucked us all.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Thank God I stayed.
Is there a memory loss kind of thing? would good berries eliminate memory?
All right.
Do not say that.
This town needs a savior.
Stop. Let someone
and
else
it's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
Green, yeah.
All right, so you guys get up. Do you leave the tavern itself?
We back away.
Can I give like a charming goodbye to make them less angry?
Sure. What are you saying?
Like, hey, I'm sorry we made your dinner weird. We just
eating the freaks.
True. She's had a rough weekend. It's been really stressful getting the meats. We almost got killed by some goats in the woods, but have a lovely
She day. Offers you a small little half smile. She says, oh, don't worry, it's fine. Hey, and enjoy your night, though.
What? Why? Why do we? Do we
Phoebe gives her like a look. I think there's like clear tension there. Like Phoebe's clearly
sexual tension or aggressive no. tension. Okay.
Sexual. Yeah. I was just asking.
Nope.
Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I'm actually here with my little sister because I'm on spring break, y'all.
Yo.
All right. solid introduction. pardon the shorter episodes for this week and next week, but I am at home spending time with my family, and they're important, so they come first, I guess, or something.
I guess.
But Megan's going to hit you up with some cool new fun news.
She, Katie, the DM, awesome DM,
thank you,
set up the new website for Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, and it's dungeonsdice.com.
Doesn't it have a ring to it? Isn't it nice?
No.
Listen, all I want is the approval of my little sister.
Stamp of approval.
All right, tell me, who is your favorite character on the show?
What is her talking pet?
Cooper the ferret? Are you fucking kidding? Anyways, this has been Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Remember that our theme is made by Cameron Bopp, who Megan detests.
I don't hate with a fiery passion.
All right. We've been around since sixth grade. But you can go ahead and find him at Twitter, @CamBopp. He's doing some really great stuff. Just started a band called Prominence, and it is lit. As always, you can find it at Twitter, @DungeonsDice, and from there on, you can find our whole social media hole. I think that's it. Oh, I have actually really good news. Liz and I will be going to C2E2, where we will see you there if you want. We'll have pins and stuff to give away, maybe some dice if I'm feeling generous, and I want to give it to some ladies to get into gaming. But besides that, you got anything to say, Megs?
And I'll see y'all later. Bye!
Nope, that's not my outro, Megan.
No, it's simply no logic.
Are you plugging a different... What the fuck? You're plugging a different thing while I'm recording my thing?
It ain't my fault?
Yes, it is.
That's another outro.
Oh my god! Anyways, guys, we're gearing up to the end of this arc, and it is a big whammy. A big upset. So I guess you will have to tune in.
I hope Cooper doesn't die.
Oh my god, I do. All right. I will see you guys next week where our adventure continues. Have a good spring, guys.